Pangerer, sir?
I'm definitely Matt Pangerak.
And this is definitely The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week's question is, mono is dead. Keep or cull? Monofilament line is dead. What say you, Matt Pangerak?
I'll turn it back into question. What was the last time you spooled up with a fresh spool of mono, Dave?
It's not often, but I do. I mean, I use mono.
When? Answer the question. What was the last time you said, you know what I need? I need a fresh spool of mono.
Not a lot, but I do top water some. I definitely use it top water. Even when I'm using braid, I use it as a leader. But so I wouldn't say it's dead. I know there's a lot of anglers who use it in other areas, but I wouldn't say it's dead, but it's definitely on life support.
Maybe no longer as a full spool.
Yeah. Little pony spool. One of those tiny little ones.
You cover this. You have interviewed every single angler that has crossed the Elite Series stage since 2011, right?
I don't remember anyone saying
nine.
I caught.
Have you
ever 11.
Had anyone come across 10. The stage and say, you know what? The key here was fresh mono.
I have not had that. I have not had that. No, you make a valid point. Okay.
I could see it in okay. Gosh, I'm going to have to call this on a technicality because I can't see it in a leader length when you're throwing it and you're throwing a 25-pound test stretch of mono to keep your braid from fouling up with your walking bait, but you're using 12 inches of it at the time.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Other than that, I think the technology is so advanced between the braided lines and the 8-carrier braided lines and the round braided lines as far as casting distance and ease in use. And then you throw the fluorocarbon and the coated lines in. And I think that monofilament, just like the flasher, has gotten completely squeezed out of relevance.
I gotta agree. I mean, because it is limited to such a small bit of use, but part of me is excited we're doing this because part of me wants to hear, because I know there's people listening to this that are like, no, I still use mono for this or this. Cause there is, I mean, I've run into the weirdest things, you know, I went walleye fishing a few years ago with a buddy of mine who uses mono on little jigs, and he outfished fluoro and he outfished braid. Like,
was that the line or was that how he was wiggling the jig?
Who knows? But I mean, because I got him to switch the other way and it didn't work. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know if it's dulling your sense in certain times because the stretch is actually allowing the fish to hold on to the bait more or what, but there is the odd, weird little things that happen where you're like, yeah, mono works there, but you're right. I mean, it definitely has quickly. I mean, everybody used to have a big spool of that cheap blue mono from Kmart, Walmart, Canadian Tire in Canada.
I had the dark green, the big game.
Oh, and that's, dude, big game's still what I use for braid. You know, when I'm want a leader on a, you know, a top water bait, a chopo, something mm-hmm. like that, I always throw a big game leader. So
we had that fluorescent blue, the Stren. Fluorescent blue Stren. Yeah. Remember that stuff that they used cool. to sell?
You ever pick up somebody's rod that's rigged with mono and accidentally use it? And when you go to set the hook, it feels like you're 20-foot bass.
Yes, boating. Ironically, I fish team tournaments. I fish team tournaments in Oklahoma with Bobby D, which is what I refer to him for an anonymity, 25-pound Stren. Straight through. That's
so
what he flips
he use
with.
It?
He just never switched. never tried the fluorocarbon, never tried the braid, nothing. He said he bought several hundred thousand yards of it back in the 80s and he's still spooling up with it before every Keystone Derb.
Wow. I mean, hey, if you've never changed, you don't know the difference. I mean, it
that
still
doesn't
works
mean that
fine.
I don't think it's still dead.
No, it's definitely in bad shape. Let us know what you think. So we're both keeping this. Mono's dead.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it
ish.
I think you need to have one spool. You need to have one spool of mono and refresh it every 5 years.
You use fluoro or braid more? Where are you? What's your breakdown percentage-wise on the three classes of lines? How do you break it down in your boat?
I'm probably 70% braid to fluoro leader, unless it's a, I have not done the braid to fluoro for winding baits yet or topwaters. I just go straight braid, but you know, all the spinning rod applications, a lot of all the topwater applications, all the grass applications is all braid. I use a surprising amount, more amount of braid than you actually realize. I mean, I would imagine, are you probably the same?
Similar. My braid has dropped a little. I would have said at one time I was 70 to 80%. Now there are situations where I use more fluorocarbon. So I would say probably 60% braid.
Yeah.
35% fluoro and
5% hands.
2.5% mono.
Hey, and what then was the there's first another 2.5%
where I just pick up whatever I have.
Remember the first spool of braid you ever saw?
Fenwick Iron Silk, I believe, was like the first spool of braid. And people were like, I'm never using that. It'll destroy your guides.
I was that way with Gorilla Braid. I put Gorilla Braid on a Zebco 33 to fish a youth tournament when I was 12. That got zero casting. I mean, it was...
Yeah, it was pretty tough when it first came out. Remember the first hit you ever got on braid? You were like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Startling. Well, we've got distracted as we often do. Let us know what you think.
Stories, man.
Yes, good stories.
Iron Silk.
Who's dead? Keep our call. Let us know what you think.
Iron Silk.
Great name.